Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
We got a good one this weekend, everybody. AccuWeather says there is no mention of rain, not even a dewdrop for the next couple of days. At least we'll take it. We'll take that every day, right? Meteorologist Brian Thompson in the Weather Center with the weekend forecast. Brian?
Yeah, Larry, looks dry through the weekend. We're expecting high temperatures in the upper 50s, maybe a little bit on the cool side here for late October, but most importantly, it does look dry. I think we will see some sunshine much of the time. It's going to be similar to the past few days. We'll tend to see more sun in the morning, more clouds mixing in for the afternoon, but a nice crisp autumn weekend for some outdoor activities. Larry?
Thank you, Brian. Well, the mayor's race got heated again today, everybody, after Andrew Cuomo apparently went on a radio show and allegedly implied that Democrat Zohran Mamdani is okay with the people who brought down our towers. And Mamdani went in front of a mosque to make it clear he didn't appreciate that. Here's Mary Lynn Buckley with our lead.
Democratic mayoral nominee Zohran Mamdani says he felt for years he had to hide in the shadows because of his Muslim faith.
To be Muslim in New York is to expect indignity. Since I announced my candidacy for mayor, I have sought to be the candidate fighting for every single New Yorker, not simply the Muslim candidate.
This comes after Andrew Cuomo appeared on Sid Rosenberg's Sid and Friends in the Morning show.
God forbid another 9/11. Can you imagine Mamdani in the seat?
He'd be cheering.
It's another problem.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in the Claremont section of the Bronx.
Governor Hochul says it's not a laughing matter, also blasting Cuomo for his comments, calling it disgusting and saying, quote, it's time to get out of the gutter, folks. Also today, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries finally made it official. He's endorsing Mamdani for mayor. Early voting starts tomorrow, everybody. And lest we not forget, early voting begins tomorrow across New York and New Jersey. Yep, we'll be watching all the races, including the heated battle for Nassau County Executive.
We are an economic powerhouse.
Republican incumbent Bruce Blakeman says Nassau County has low crime, more police officers, and is fiscally sound.
Nassau County is a safe haven. It's the safest county in America. Niche magazine said we were the most desirable place to live in New York State.
His opponent, Democrat Seth Coslow, is an attorney who currently is a Nassau County legislator.
We are trying to bring change and give people a voice again in government.
Coslow talks about attacks from Blakeman's campaign that claims he condones rape.
You know, he's coming after me and attacking me about a research paper I wrote when I was a law student. People play dirty games.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Nassau County, Long Island.
Attorney General Tish James made her first court appearance today after she was hit with federal mortgage fraud charges. This is the third perceived enemy of President Trump to be indicted in recent weeks.
To cheering supporters, a defiant Letitia James says she's heard from people all over the country
who have said, stand up and be tall and never, ever cow down
or back down.
James entered a not guilty plea to federal charges. She misled the bank on a mortgage loan for a home purchase in Virginia. She calls the charges baseless, says it's President Trump's weaponization of the criminal justice system. She says,
against those individuals who simply did their job and who stood up for the rule of law.
And vows to continue her work representing the interests of the people of New York. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
In other news on this Friday, Washington Heights residents demanding answers now on a stalled city project, which they say is putting them in danger.
For 7 years, the maze of construction barriers here on Upper Riverside Drive has blocked street access to the River Arts Co-op. It became a problem last year when 87-year-old Jack Cole called 911.
We were wondering where they were, who was having a heart attack. And then the ambulance people called us back and said, how do we get to you? Where do we park?
Councilman Sean Abreu lives in the building next door.
Judd Law is claiming they're owed more money. They walked off this site without grounds and are holding the city and our neighbors here hostage.
The DOT, in a statement, said it is trying to address the challenges. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Washington Heights.
And we have reached out to the contractor for comment. The MTA is celebrating the end of the Metro card with a message that tapping to get in is the future.
3 billion times. Someone has held out their phone or used an Omni card to get onto a subway or bus.
Ever since they did the tap, it made everything easier.
Russell Levy of the Upper East Side is tap number 3 billion.
I was just walking through the subway on my way home to go pick up my son from daycare, and they just picked me up and said I was the 3 billionth rider. Just came out of nowhere. They gave me a gift bag, they gave me this shirt, and they gave me an Omni gift card.
If you have a Metro card, you won't be able to refill it after this year. The MTA hasn't decided when they will deactivate the cards. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
But you know, a lot of people are asking, when are they going to merge the PATH and the MTA card system so we're not paying double every single day to go to and fro two times? Well, sounds like this New Jersey pizzeria messed with the wrong family. Mm-hmm. There's a pizza spot called the Dough Father. Get it? Dough Father, Godfather, you know. It's in Monroe Township. Pretty clear reference to the classic film The Godfather, and Paramount Pictures is taking issue specifically with its logo. Paramount claims that it features the same distinctive typeface, script design, and the identical marionette design from the film. Owner Massimo D'Amico says he didn't believe it at first.
I thought it was telemarketing, and I was hanging up, and my wife one day just confronted her like, well, what's this all about? And she finally gave him the right email, and then they emailed us, and I was like, oh, this is real.
In the end, he said he agreed to change the design, opting instead for either a hand throwing a pinch of salt or a thumbs up. A 16-year-old Bronx High School student now detained by federal immigration officers when he showed up for a routine appearance at 26 Federal Plaza. Lawyers with the New York Civil Liberties Union challenging his detention now, saying the U.S. is trying to rapidly deport him to dangerous conditions in Ecuador. The Department of Homeland Security said the teen, ID'd as Joel Cabas, had been living in the U.S. with his mom until she self-deported to Ecuador. Lawyers for the teenager had hoped his age would shield him from being deported, but that proved incorrect, with DHS saying, quote, fortunately now, Mr. Camas will be reunited with his family.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.